What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Some breaking news. Jermaine and I are friends again. We have settled our bet. Paid him the $200. He immediately paid me the $500, which you could have had a grace period because it took me so long to pay you the $200.
It's not how I operate,
nope,
Courtney.
I know. So we are back on top.
And Santo, I hate to report, but Courtney is now online shopping.
No. We are trying to save for a house, and so I'm doing a good job, actually, right now, saving. We're on a shopping pause.
Yeah, I think you guys and Jackson should go together. You're both looking for some place to live.
Yeah, maybe we could sublet our apartment to
there
Jackson if we find a place.
I'm in.
Great. It's only $11,000 a month.
Okay, yeah.
We were in the middle of the leads. We still had my lead to get to. And Wiggy brought up college football that is coming back very, very soon. And college athletes are told a lot of times, and Wiggy would know better than I would. But even in cheerleading, we had a meeting during preseason that said social media, stay off of it. If you want to be on it, keep your accounts private. Instagram, Twitter, be careful of what you post. You're representing not only yourself, but a school, your team, whatever. There's a new platform that every student athlete should be switching over to private right now. After Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, he's in hot water because people got screenshots of his Venmo account. People started scrolling through. It's something that I hate to admit I've done before. If you break up with an ex, it's a good way to see what they're doing, to see their Venmo, where they're going out, who they're paying, what's going on.
I don't get this part of it, the
what?
Venmo.
Well, it's like there's a feed, like a Twitter feed.
But why not? I know how Venmo works, but why not just when you send money, put it private?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. People don't think that others are going
to
look.
I had no idea. Like when I would send it to I literally use Venmo for fantasy football paying my. But until we did a story a while ago, I had no idea that everybody would see what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're not on private,
like
you can see everything.
Feed.
But
yeah.
Why would it immediately be? Shouldn't it be private and then you can make it public?
Oh, no.
It asks you right before you send it, do you want it to be private or I believe public?
You can make it default private, which is
right.
What I did. Yeah.
No, I mean, I never.
So they should be making all of their accounts default private because there are two transactions that have surfaced from him that are sports gambling. So both transactions were from November 20th, 2022, when he was a freshman at Washington State University. One transaction was labeled sports gambling in parentheses UCLA versus USC.
Okay.
They played each other the previous day, so it seemed like he was settling up on a bet.
Settling quickly?
Very, very quickly.
True,
I like how he operates.
Yep.
Yes, but he has now denied that he was betting in any way, shape, or form. He has taken to his Instagram and his X account saying that he has never bet on sports. My previous Venmo descriptions did not accurately portray the transactions in question, but were instead inside jokes between me and my friends. I understand that people write jokes when they are describing whatever they are sending to their friends, but this seems too specific and not really like a joke for him to have a leg to stand on.
But who is he Venmoing?
He was Venmoing one of his friends. There's a name that I didn't know the person.
Okay. So he could have just been, it wasn't like a gambling app. He was betting.
No. It was a person that he was sending the money to because the gambling apps are all done in that. But are you dumb enough to actually write exactly what you are betting on if you are a football player? I mean, you're a freshman. It's back in 2022.
Yeah, maybe it might be he was like, his friend was like, I bet you don't rush for two touchdowns. And then he was like, damn. Here's your money.
But it's two different Venmo transactions. Both of them are labeled sports gambling. One of them has the actual game.
Maybe he's hiding in plain sight. Like, maybe he thinks that, you know, if I put it, they won't think that I'm stupid enough to put the real thing.
Yeah, I just think that it's so dumb no matter what. If you are a college athlete, and Wiggy, college football players, I'm sure, are it's beaten into them.
Right.
Do not gamble. It is illegal for you guys to gamble on sports. Like, for him to then go ahead and write that, whether it's a joke or not, you know that that's going to come to bite you in the ass.
But the problem is, you know, you said he was a freshman, so what's he, 18 years old? You know how many people do things at 18 years old, especially nowadays? You know, I didn't have social media at 18, but if I had social media at 18, I probably might have said some stupid stuff to on social media or Venmo or wherever it is, and people would have been like. So I think it's one of those things where maybe you look into it, but if there's no real, like, crazy pattern there or something that you can, like a sports betting app where he was betting on, you know, football. Maybe it is him just, you know, with his friends saying stupid things. Think about how many group text messages you would have had at 18 years old saying dumb stuff.
Yes, of course, of course.
I just thought this was a great tweet, Courtney, on this from Joel Klatt. He said, let me get this straight. We're going to turn college football into a lawless free-for-all with large sums of money flowing to players who can be free agents twice a year. But then gasp about three Venmo descriptions from 2022. What are we doing?
I mean, I think the two are so vastly different. It's like there's still a rule in place where you can't bet on sports. I don't care how much we're paying these kids. It's the same thing as paying professional athletes. They're not allowed to bet on their sport either. So,
but did he bet? Did he bet on the sport? So we don't even know that.
Well, this said USC versus UCLA,
right,
and the two football teams had played the day before.
Right, but there's no proof that, like, if it's one thing if there was a, you know, FanDuel app or DraftKings app, like, okay, I get that portion of it and that being a problem. But if it's just him, like, I just sent you money, right?
Yeah.
And in the description, if I put, you know, bachelor party dancer.
Yeah.
People might be like,
Santo be like, what in the hell?
Yeah, it's like, you know, and I was busting your chops or something like that, or you know, having fun. Unless there's actual proof, then I think it's like an 18-year-old kid saying something to his buddy, and that in a description could be him just being, you know.
So I just went to find it's the guy's name is Richard Roten is the person that he paid. So, I mean, it's going to, you're going to have to hope that Richard Roten is a ride or die, somebody that's not going to rat you out, and that they're not going to be able to find anything through Richard Roten that's going to connect him. Because I don't think, because this is a headline now, the NCAA is just going to say, oh, he was an 18-year-old kid.
Right.
We're going to let this go.
They'll investigate it. They'll see, did he send him money to this guy who then did this kid then place a bet based on whatever it was, like an over and under type situation that could have affected the game. Did this kid play in the game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think also, like, it's so much more likely that this was going on before we had actual wires and ways that you could transfer money. Like, you know this better than most people, almost everybody. Like, when I was a manager for BC Hoops making a Powerade for Yuka Agbai, we had post-game that had Big A's, chicken parm subs, you'd hang out.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And then between the locker room, after you finish the media and you walk to your back to your dorm, there were handlers that came up to Troy Bell and Craig Smith and Ryan Sidney and all these guys that I'm sure had cash.
Right.
Like, I have no way of knowing it. I'm not accusing anybody. But, like, and then you take that money, which nobody can trace, and do whatever you want with it. Like, so to say that this is a new issue or that this is, I just think it's crazy that we're giving these kids all this money, which is great and they deserve it, without any sort of guardrails, like trying to give them some at least financial counseling or understanding about what they're doing. I just feel like it's such a waste.
The schools have it, though, because I remember in Georgia, and this was before the NIL was even in an existence, I think it was the agent that was Tom Condon.
Yep.
I remember he came.
He went to BC?
Yeah, he came to Georgia and talked to guys about, you know, agent, being smart about their money. Like, so, like type of financial literacy, right? He tried to talk to guys. And I get it, but that was before guys were doing NILs, and it was more about if you go get to the next level. I'm willing to bet you, like, Boston College, for example, they must have all types, same with UMass, all types of programs and courses and people that you could talk to when it comes to, all right, NIL deals, how taxes work, all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, with the money in college, and I heard Tom Brady talking about this yesterday, and I was like, all right, Tom, he's like, well, it's too much money. It's different, though. And Curtis, I think you mentioned this yesterday. For me, as an 18-year-old college kid who came from a single-parent household and didn't have any money, if I had the opportunity and a school said, hey, Doreen, that was my mother's name, we're going to give your son $500,000 to come to this school, my mother would be like, we just hit the lottery.
Yeah.
Let's go buy this. Let's go buy that. Let's get a house. You know, all type, because that's, we didn't know, like, we, the way we were with money, we got money, we spent money, right? Yeah. So, and we didn't have money. So that would have been a game changer for us. It's different if your parents, like, I try to educate my kids because of my money mistakes. But if you don't know how to educate your kids, and hopefully Tom came from a parent, Curtis, your parents were like, here's what you do with money at 16, 17. They try to teach you and educate you. But if your parent doesn't know much and they just see, like, you know, dollar signs after it, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And a lot of times it's the parents who are not educated because they grew up poor. No one taught them about, and it becomes this cycle of just over and over and over and over of not learning about it. And then that's ultimately how people get into trouble.
I do hope that the schools that you bring up are putting those resources in place for student athletes, because it will be fascinating in 5-10 years where we see these teenagers who are now going into young adulthood and where they are financially. Like, did they screw up what their NIL deals were? Did they lose all that money? Did they put it in the correct places? Did they set themselves up for the future?
Look at the, you know, you're a Real Housewives fan.
Yes.
I think it was Kim Zolciak,
yeah.
Zolciak. Didn't she talk about how she stole money from her daughter because, you know, like, and that's...
What?
Yeah.
Her daughters were making a ton of money off Instagram and social media, and Ariana, one of her younger daughter, she has some younger ones now, but she thought when she turned 18 that there was going to be this, you know, massive cash flow that she was going to be given, because she was under the impression that all the money she was making off social media was going into this account. And when she turned 18, they had to sit her down and say, like, we spent all your
money. Right. So imagine all these.
What sick SOBs.
Curtis, imagine this. It happens all the time. Imagine these young kids in college that are getting this money that the parents are basically like saying, okay, put it in my account and I'll send you an allowance every month. You know how many parents are going to be like, oh, hey, we're going to use this to go on trips. We're going to use this to add on to our house or whatever. And the kid doesn't know. He's just, you know, getting his allowance every week. The parent feels like, oh, I know it's his money, but I've been raising him for X amount of years. There are so many people, and I think that's part of the whole NIL, where if your parents are not educate and doing the right thing with the money that you're getting, you'll run into it. That's why I know they drag her, but I give Jaden Daniels' mother a lot of credit.
Yep.
Because she's big into that. Like, I think she's like a finance manager or something. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just, That is terrifying. Yeah. There is a warm place in hell for people that steal from their
children.
And they're
still very close.
And
there are
plenty of people. People who steal from you are going to be the ones you are your closest good friends, or your closest friends, or your blood relatives.
Yeah. So for me, though, quickly, I would say that there needs to be a, I don't know what it is, but just like whether it's the family, there are very smart, successful professional athletes, baseball, basketball, hockey, football, that are part of these pyramid schemes or have these people that they think are business managers that steal from them all the time. So if you're 30 years old and you've got a family and you've learned a lot and you're, you know, a well-established adult and you're able to be duped by it, think about what they can do to the same 17, 18-year-old.
Yeah, terrible. All right, well, those are our leads. Coming up, we'll have They Said It with Jackson, but right now, here's what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take care of the Astros in epic fashion. 14-1 was the final in Houston with Dustin May showing out. He tossed 6 scoreless innings while striking out 8. Another night with Roman Anthony and Alex Bregman homering along with Carlos Narvaez. Last one in Houston tonight, 7-10. First pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Some breaking news for the Celtics. When the sale for the Celtics to Bill Chisholm fully goes through, Wick Grosbeck will no longer be the Celtics governor. Grosbeck is expected to retain the CEO title as planned and be the alternate governor while after the sale is complete. We'll be joined by SI's Chris Mannix this morning at 9 on that change. The Pats have their joint practice today with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game on Saturday. And with so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We have They Said It coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.